I actually started doing this, and I was teaching drawing at Morningside and Witt, and I'm Jody Whitlock. I had the students do blind contours of each other's face for like 10 minutes, so they couldn't look at their paper. Mm-hmm. They could only look at the face, and it's one continuous line, and trying to draw someone. And they just came out so strange and interesting looking.
Jody spoke with me at her house. Artwork, hers and others, was on the wall. Her son patiently waiting for me to leave. Jody will have a show at Vanguard Arts opening this Saturday. She tells me she's always loved art, but...
I got more serious about it in my 20s.
What happened that caused you to become more serious about it?
I guess I got some paint.
Her paintings have evolved. An earlier work on the wall is an expressive but realistic portrait with blushes of color. The works that will be on display this weekend are solid planes of soft colors, either as background or flatly filling in figures that looked scribbled, lines frittering on top of lines, but somewhat unexpectedly resulting in sharp portrayals of persona.
They're off of photographs that I've collected from antique stores, and someone dumpster dived an old photo album. It was like from the 30s, the photos were. So the first ones I picked were the ladies with the really sultry eyes, and you know, they looked really kind of sexy or something. And then these ones over here are from headshots that I bought from the 30s, so like glamour shots from a theater.
Oh, really? Yeah.
The other ones just looked interesting to me.
The result is interesting. A blind attempt to portray a portrait, a composed memory of someone that Jody doesn't know, but who she is pulling into the present. The result is interesting. It gives the viewer a sense of time that seems honest, a past that is both there and not there, or maybe I'm looking too much into this.
For me, I guess it's a lot of times it's just kind of letting off steam sometimes, or that's how I express myself, I guess. So it's sort of therapy for me,
I guess. But for the viewer, the works are very interesting and worth delving into. And Jody, thankfully, is continuing to get more paints and light boxes and glass and...
Different assemblage media, so it'll be mixed media again. But with light and x-rays and things like that.
With x-rays? Oh, yeah. Like old x-ray things?
Yeah.
Can you also find those?
Yes. I found some x-rays. I can't say where I found them, but I found some.
And for those, I am ready again to perhaps look too far into things, if that is possible when looking at x-rays. Jody Whitlock's art show is this Saturday at Vanguard Arts.
Yeah, give me the information.
Yeah, let's see. All right, so Saturday, March 26th at 6 p.m., the bands will start at 8 p.m. And it's at Vanguard Arts, 420 Jackson Street. The bands are going to be Psychic Greetings, Sammy Demera,
whose music I have used throughout this piece,
Heathen, and Nameless.
Okay.
And it's an all-ages show.
Okay, great.
And it's free.
It's free, even the bands.
Yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. That'll be a fun night.
For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.